Marguerite, say hello to your good old buddy, Sheila.
Hey, Marguerite.
Hi, Sheila.
Hey, how are you?
They used to be former lovers after a rewrite session.
Hey, Sheila.
Yeah?
Hey, Sheila. Have you been watching the TV show Nashville?
I have not.
I heard that your boyfriend or...
Ex-boyfriend. He started getting cheeky with Ion. We don't see much of Charlie since Wednesday.
Okay, Charlie. I heard that he's a DJ.
Yes.
I've been watching that show, Nashville, and it's pretty cool. So.
The one to watch is On the Other Hand. Season 2, On the Other Hand, episode 22.
So, Ian, what did you think of Charlie's imitation of you the other day on Ginny's show?
Well, it's not as good as Scarlett O'Connor, but it's okay.
Who's Scarlett O'Connor?
Oh, Nashville, come on. The Barnes and the James and the Claiborne, come on.
Hey, look, they're all coming back from the woodwork. Even Madeline's here. Madeline came in with her attitude. She's not putting up with any shit for anybody. She's found herself.
We love it. See? Bob said he was going to stay with you until you buy or die.
As soon as I said that, Madeline ran away. She left.
That's nice.
You scared her.
Yeah, I scared her off. I'm the bouncer at the Velvet Rope.
Yeah. The Velvet Rope. There's a rope. Now, let's go back to where we were cleaning up before, where you say Ion chooses certain ones and Ion should know. Well, guess what, Bob? Ion does. And the lines aren't crossed. Remember on Ghostbusters, they decided not to cross the streams? Because then you get eaten by the Stay Puffed Marshmallow Man. Or actually you get consumed. And not even by Gozar the Gozerian, but that's at least Gozar is a god. And the Gozerian comes back to this realm and opens the portal and asks them, are you a god? No. Are you a god? And if you're not a god, then you'll be judged by the first thing, the most horrible thing that pops in your mind. Then a 75-foot Stay Puft burning marshmallow comes and melts the flesh right off your body. You do it to yourself. If Gozar the Gozerian asks you if you're a god, say, fuck yes. See? Because gods know. The same thing applies here. So that's how we're able to choose. We've not missed yet, Bob.
That's right. You picked me. That's enough. That's all you have to do. You got me. You're in. You're a fucking winner.
Well,
you're the luckiest guy who ever lived. You got the luck playing himself who you picked.
We'll have to talk to all Slack about
that. Yeah, you bring in Rivers.
We don't need a box of cat crap to tell us that.
Madeline's back. Yes, Madeline.
I spasmed. You said my name, and I threw the phone in the air, and the rich ass
Honey, he hears that all the time.
But we forgive you. It's okay.
You did it again, Bob.
Yep. So what? Do you have anything to say?
The coitus thing. This is important. Bob, it goes back to me asking you about the why do you watch porn? Because you enjoy being aroused. It's that arousal it fucking changes everything. And actually, a friend of mine said to me tonight, everything's better when you're horny. And I thought everything was worse because it was frustrating, but it doesn't have to be.
That's right. You don't have to complete it.
So, basically, I'm having a lot of fun with the angels speak, Ion, and I don't have a question because I'm enjoying what I'm doing with it. But just for the hell of it, is there anything you'd like to share or anything I'm not considering that might be good?
Might be good?
Or, you know, I'm cool with you're doing great. Just keep doing what you're doing.
Good luck with that.
Yes. Okay, then what's up?
Okay, you're playing with it. It's like your food. Remember what your mother said when you play with your food?
You go to hell?
I hope your mother didn't tell you to go to hell. I hope
every day. You'll go to hell if you play with your food.
Oh, you would go to hell if you play with your food. That's what you were saying. That your mother said.
Yeah.
That your mother said, well, my mother told me to go to hell. That's it.
No. Only she just warned me not to play with my food.
So are we. Stop playing with the angels.
I'm playing with them?
You just said you're having fun playing with the angels, speak.
What's wrong with that?
The same reason your mother told you not to play with your food is the same reason we're telling you not to play with the angels.
No, I still don't understand why my mother told me not to play with my food.
Well, we know, obviously. Here's the thing.
Wow, I haven't learned that.
Yes.
Fool me.
Yes, but it's early.
Fool me.
It's early. It's early. The point is you've learned a new little thing, okay? We had problems with Dick Dobbs one time. The same thing occurred. He kept playing with himself, and he kept on and on and on playing with himself. He'd play with himself upstairs, downstairs, outside, in the park. He loved playing with himself just all the time. He would show you himself. He would expose himself. He was all pleased with himself. He was so excited that he had the ability and the capacity to play with himself. And he would just happily do it with anybody, anywhere. And he was an autosexual, so it wasn't like he was offending anyone, except they were having to watch him continually, day and night, play with himself. So what do you think is applying with you talking to the angel? It becomes a bit subversive, because you're playing with it. That's beautiful. That's wonderful. That's fun. But you want to apply it.
Well, I do.
But you're playing with it instead.
We're trying
to get you to completion. They have a great direction. It's wonderful. And to show everybody, it's just wonderful. And to have fun with it, it's just wonderful.
No,
but
no, no.
You want to get somewhere. You don't want to be the level that your mama could have swallowed.
So then directing this.
Okay. Find a direction. When you have capacity to speak to the angels.
Which I don't. You're implying.
No, no, no. We're saying you're just playing with it. We're saying get serious about it. Speak to the angels, but have something to say.
Well, I feel like I have been serious about it, and the thing that feels like play is how it feels to me.
How it feels to you as God is the one thing that the angels will yield to. Have you ever heard of Revelation chapter 23?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Have you ever quoted it? Do you know it?
I do not know it.
Then we need to. Then we need to slow up right there. You don't have all the vestigial techniques necessary for your play.
Well, I listened to most of it. I'm not done with supplement B. It's not like I didn't listen to any of it.
Madeline's been a naughty little girl, and she's defending herself to her mother.
She's not serious about it. She's just playing with it. She doesn't have any intention of engaging the angel. She just plays like a bug on a stick. Like a bug on a stick.
Dude, that's coming from my words.
You playing,
not from
my... playing with your food.
Bob,
yes.
That's bullshit.
Yes. Well,
bullshit.
Okay. Then
I'm this disconnected from my non-physical that I don't even recognize.
That would be like saying, I'm so fucked up, I can't even fuck. Is that what you're trying to say?
I feel like everything's going great for a minute and then crash.
That's Bob Sound. Welcome to 90210.
Yeah,
there you go.
Bob Sound.
Hollywood and Vinny.
Ion, can you say something I can absorb? It's like Bert picks up on stuff you're telling me that I don't pick up on. Can you give me something I can pick up on?
Yes. Stop playing with your food.
I would love to, but I didn't quite get what it is to play with my... I'm fucking around. That's what you're telling me.
We don't mind you having the position. We're saying don't play with the angels, darling. They're fun, but don't play with them. When you're talking to the angels, don't play with it. What you do is you speak of the angels with a point, with purpose, with a drive. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Just like when you're amorous and you're wanting to get jiggy, you don't frustrate yourself. You carry on with the process and engage. Well, it's the same thing with the angels. You're just going to play with them. You're going to frustrate them. You're going to get too much sugar for a dime.
But the thing, the reason I care about that is because...
Let's back this up a little bit. We don't care what you think. We're going to tell you what to do. Is that all right? Is that better?
Yes, yes.
Good. Okay. We're going to let a seasoned professional be able to speak to you now about this talking and speaking to the angels. So, Jermaine, we have a few questions. We're trying to help another human creator engage angels at a different level. They're right
okay.
now playing with their food, okay? You know, when you got the little ones in the high chair and they're playing with the food and they're throwing the food and they're licking themselves and throwing shit around and slopping all over the place, and they're trying to learn how to eat. The point of eating is so you can engage and have that warmness in your belly, burning in the belly. She's not getting that because she's playing with it. Do you see? So we want to ask a few questions. You went through this one time, well, just for about 9 seconds, but you went through this one time and you went seamlessly right through it. Here's the whole point. Jermaine, please answer the few questions here. When you originally found out that you could speak to angels, well, first of all, you found out that there actually were angels.
Mm-hmm.
And when you found out you could speak to angels, you were very hesitant to begin because you didn't want to make a mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, no, no, go ahead, engage. You can't mess this up. Just don't speak to them in anger. That was the only rule. And you can even do that. You just won't enjoy the outcome. Remember?
Yeah, I remember.
And you didn't do that at all. And then you had a few questions. You're like, hey, Ion, is it cool or okay if I can, like, ask the angels to get me something or fetch me something or work me out something? And do you remember that wonderful belt that we got out of the deal in your closet, that 17,000-square-foot little hovel where you store all your filthy lucre?
Yeah.
And do you remember that wonderful Hermes scarf?
Yes.
Yes, Bessie. She asked the angels for that, and the angels brought it and delivered it and didn't even put it on her credit card. And the Hermes scarf was on the top, man. It wasn't no cheap shit, now. Y'all, she dresses couture, so don't let that scare you because she can get jiggy with it. Don't you worry. She put the Manolo in the Blahnik. Don't you worry. What Jermaine does is speak to the angels when she wants help with something. Or no, honestly, I'm supposed to ask the question. Hey, Jermaine, when you talk to the angels, is there anything you have in mind when you, just before you start?
No, I just make sure I direct clear directions to them.
That's interesting. Tell us more. Give us an example of a direction. Let's say, like, you're in the grocery store. I know it's that place where they have food that you eat, and it's a store, and they have it all in rows. And it's in a really convenient space, most all the food's in one place. And you go in there and you get a cart. They have this buggy so you can drive the tote to stuff. And you actually put the food in the buggy. I know it sounds crazy that they don't just bring it to you, but sometimes beyond room service, you really have these places where they have food in this, in buckets there at this place. So let's say you're in this place looking for a food you can't find. Let's say foie gras. We do not have to eat cold foie gras anymore. So, if you were trying to find some good, fresh foie gras, and you couldn't find it, is that something that you could ask the angels to help you find?
Yes, for sure.
What if you don't like foie gras?
Don't ask them for it.
Well, but everybody likes foie gras. I mean, for Pete's sake, who do you know that doesn't like foie gras?
Well, I've tried it before, and it's not my favorite thing.
Well, did you have it cold or warm?
Cold on bread.
It was cold. That's what we said. We do not have to eat cold foie gras anymore. If you have it warm, it is life-changing. It's like butter.
Oh, okay.
It's amazing. Beyond words. That's the reason we said you don't have to have cold foie gras anymore. That's the point. So if you were going to engage that, now that you have an idea that it might be the most wonderful thing ever, is asking the angels to help you find the foie gras, is that something precise and directive that you would refer to in your explanation of what, how to talk to the angels? Now, is that fun when you do that?
Yeah.
Do you enjoy talking to the angels?
I do.
When you're engaging in coitus, do you speak to the angels then too sometimes? Wait, don't answer that. Okay. But that answers the next question. If you were going to ask us a question, that would answer that question. See, isn't this fun? Now, that's fun playing with the angels, don't you think?
Yes.
Okay, because then sometimes it becomes a drive or driver. Do you know when you install a printer and you into your system, your cloud, and so the printer will work on its own, so will the angels. Your Lucky Box will work on its own without it, correct?
Yeah.
But if you install drivers onto your Lucky Box, it will speak to the printer and will accept job orders from your Lucky Box. It's called a pairing. We're not quite talking about Bluetooth because that's more to do with the cloud. That's coming. We're going to show you some things to go on with that. If you ever figure out the connection between boron and magnesium, we'll help you with that. But you're long from there, so one day that'll be fun. Someday out there, only wouldn't take nothing from my journey now. Too near home. Best of good ones, greatest hits. But until then, fiddlish have to do until you're better paid. The point is in the speaking to the angels, you use those drivers to apply. We want to say almost like a capitation. It's a driver. You can have fun with it. When you get that printer hooked up to your Lucky Pad, you can print anything you want, can't you?
Yes.
So you could print fun things, couldn't you?
Yes.
But now the printer isn't the angel, is it?
No.
But the printer can print the stuff from the angels, can't it?
Yes.
It can also take direction from the Lucky Box, yes?
Yes.
So if the angel is not the printer, and if the Lucky Box is you, if you're the driver that's been installed, then you should be able to direct the angels to do what you want it done or to do. Isn't that right?
Correct.
Interesting. But if you don't install the drivers and you're just playing with it, then there's no real connection to you and the Lucky Box, is there?
Yeah, it won't work.
Well, you can still do it, but it won't work. It's still fun to play with, but you won't get a result. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, you won't get a result. It's just happening just to happen.
There you go. So now all you're doing is replaying a William Shakespeare fatalism position. Do you know what happens when you do that?
No.
You find yourself saying words like this. Is this the dagger which I see before me, the handle toward my hand? Come, let me clutch thee. I hold thee not, and yet I see thee still. Art thou not fatal vision, sensible to feeling or to sight? Or art thou but a dagger of the mind, a false creation proceeded from the heat-oppressed brain? That's what happens when you play with it. It becomes a heat-oppressed brain. So therefore, with direction, you can have the angels solve it for you so you never find yourself in a fatalistic rendition of an outcome. Now, does that help?
The driver, I don't know what I'm missing there.
Jermaine, please tell Madeline exactly when you speak to the angel. Who, what, when, where, how?
If you have one that you usually talk to, make sure to all your intentions and your words, they have to be very clear, and you just direct it. You say it. You command it. You don't kind of just do it loosely. You just say it clear and very direct for what you want, and that's it.
Where's the driver fit in there? What's the driver?
The driver is yourself. You're the one that's directing the angel to get you a result.
I thought I was doing that. And I said I was having fun playing with it, but there are like two things that I keep saying over and over, and I don't know how to be more direct. It comes from a feeling place, and I mean, when I said playing with, there are times when it sort of spontaneously comes, but not only that, it feels good to speak it. Okay, so that would be playing with. Okay, so I have to knock that off, I guess. But I do both. also there are results with what I'm doing, but they're muddy, and if I quit playing with my food, I would get clearer results. Okay.
I was talking about adding a driver to the printer. Do we hear a printer in the background, Jermaine, at your place?
No, that's not my...
There's
there
something.
It is.
Yeah, I hear that squeaky thing.
Ion's providing
right, Ion,
it. Okay.
Ion, I think I follow you. So we'll try a slightly revised approach.
Some to the case, some to the Dante. The Sholopo.
Yeah.
Dante. La Shunta. Speak directly to the angel, and the angel will come to your aid.
Mm-hmm.
Don't play with it. Do it.
Some like a buggy. So like a buggy, you motherfucker, motherfucker.
When you said I keep, you know, saying it over and over, well, that implies that you don't trust that they're going to do it because you have to keep repeating it.
Yeah, I've thought
that's
that.
What I was going
that's...
to say too. The doubt is heard in your voice when you're saying, like, you're already giving up before you're even giving them directions. So you have to be really firm, and your voice has
to be
commanding.
Okay, well, I need more
commanding.
Things to go wrong so that I can have an excuse to freaking command shit like that, then.
That's silly. You're just playing
it
with
is.
It. Stop fucking out of sexuality here.
Okay.
This is a coitus salon. This salon does coitus, not playing. You're playing with it, Madeline.
Okay,
you got to do it
yeah,
like
no,
Ion did.
Wah, go,
wah, wah, go, wah. You know, you do it like one of the cartoon monsters.
I've done that.
I've done that. It's fun.
And it worked. It worked.
Well, maybe.
Maybe. Yeah, it worked. Well, maybe. Did I just get crucified? Well, yeah, maybe.
I ain't got laid yet.
Did you say you didn't get laid yet, Sarah? Is that what she just said?
Sarah said something about grounding.
No, grinding. Get into the grinding.
No, she said, shut up, Bob. What is this, grounding?
That's no way to talk to an angel. You don't tell an angel to shut up.
You tell the angel, take it all, baby, take it all.
Okay, I'm good. Thank you.
Ion, can you explain what you said in angel speak?
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah, I could do that. I could do fa so la. You don't have to have vocal cords. You just scream.
So do we.
You just make commands. Get up and la.
So la. They're singing fa so la. That's all they're saying. Fa so la.
No other words?
Well, you sing the fa so la, then you sing the words of the chorus based on a fa so la note. That's all.
Yeah, pretty powerful.
You'll and post it on that, you get better. You get better if you're ailing. So you asked us what we said in Angel. That was it. Play that song.
Well, did that help, Madeline? Of course it did. What are you going
to
say?
We spoke Angel to play Cold Mountain, and Bob did.
That proves Bob's an angel. I'm an angel. I did it.
No, the angel. You didn't do it. The angel. You, you don't even know what the buttons were.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, Madeline.
Well, I think it helped, but I have this feeling that I get all carried away. Like, I feel some little something and think, oh, my God, I'm fucking ascending.
Don't think. It's not a thinking man's game. You're right. Okay. Every time you think that, that means you're not. Not a thinking man's game. You'll know it. You don't think it. You're breathing, but you're not thinking about it. Oh, my God, I breathe. Oh, wait, I'm breathing. Fuck, it's gone again. There it is. If you don't think about breathing, why would you think about ascension?
The thing that I think I'm noticing is that I am not centered. The pendulum swings were crazy before, and it seems like a little bit less now, but still, it's like I get way too enthusiastic, and then I get all crushed and back and forth and back and forth. So there's that. What
yeah, there's that. That'll never get, you'll never get anywhere with that.
That might mitigate that.
Oh, we're mitigating? I like mitigating.
You like mitigating?
Yeah.
I would like to be more centered more of the time.
Okay, then here's how you do it. Coldplay, How Ionic, 2010. Farewell, vain world, I'm going home. My Savior smiles and bids me come. And I don't care to stay here long. Sweet angels beckon me away to sing God's praise in endless day. And I don't care to stay here long. Right up yonder, Christians, away up yonder. And yes, my Lord, for I don't care to stay here long. I'm glad that I am born to die from grief and woe. My soul shall fly. And I don't care to stay here long. Bright angel, now convey me home, away to New Jerusalem, and I don't care to stay here long. So that's your point. That song gets that way, and that'll solve your issue.
But I do care to stay here.
No, you don't. You don't care to stay here in the little man.
No.
Didn't you hear what the song said? Sorry, did we not read the words?
I guess I'm too little to hear them.
Madeline's having a private session, people. This is what a private session is. Usually people end up crying and feeling pretty bad, and then they feel good. So we're watching Madeline go through a private session archetypal experience.
Farewell, vain world, I'm going home. My Savior smiles and bids me come. Okay. Farewell, vain world. That's the one you're living in. That's the one you don't want to be in. You want to stay on this planet. You just don't want to live in your world as a little man. You want to go home. My Savior smiles and bids me come. Who is your Savior? The stenographer.
I am.
The Savior is the one trying to get you back to you. You're saying, come on, bitch. It's time to go.
Savior?
Let's go. And you don't care to stay here any longer. Okay? Sweet angels, remember that's what we were talking about, the angel, wasn't it? Sweet angels beckon me away to sing God's praise in endless day. That means day that doesn't end. That means eternity. That's what you want to say. You want to get out of the vain world. It doesn't apply. and get the angels are beckoning you away. But then that's thoroughly covered in Revelation chapter 23 if you ever get an opportunity to look at it again. To sing
right,
God's praises in this
I,
day. And I don't care to stay here long. Now, the chorus, which is important, is right up yonder, Christians, away up yonder. And yes, my Lord, for I don't care to stay here long. I'm glad that I am born to die. And what the death here is you're talking about is the death to self, that you die to the little man. You kill off the little man. We're going to do that if you don't, so don't worry about it. From grief and woe, my soul shall fly. That means you get out of this questioning. You ain't no more who, what, when, where, how, and why. You get out of this damn questioning that you got you so muddled up in the first damn place that we're trying to
address.
And I don't care to stay here long. Bright angels shall convey me home, away to New Jerusalem. And I don't care to stay here long. Bright angels, is that as opposed to dark angels? Well, I don't know. What does Revelation chapter 23 say? My, my. You mean that they made up this fa sol la song way back yonder, way, way back yonder, forever, ever ago? And it actually lines up with what Revelation 23 actually says? And it's listed finally in the Codex in the Vatican? You don't mean it. Can't be. It's impossible. No, is it possible? They're really selling books out of the Vatican? They're out of money? That's unbelievable. They have lots of money. I answer, they have tons of money, but yet they're selling off the good stuff out of the vaults of the Vatican, the Codex? You don't mean it. That's amazing. Wow, everything, there's wonders are never wrought. So now there's a bright angel. This is also located in Revelation 23.
Were the dark angels in service of little man?
That's Bob.
The dark soul is the littlest of little men.
No, he's
right?
The top little man. He's the foreman of the little man.
I said the epitome of, well, okay, the epitome of little, that's not the same thing as
little. He's not, yeah, he's not a little man. He's pretending to be sympathetic to the little man.
You mean to tell us that Leonard P. Breedlove in 1850 figured this shit out, and you're just now getting it?
What did Ion say 2 minutes ago? Codex, that's right, the Vatican
Codex.
Stuff, right. That, yeah,
there
he, no,
go.
He mentioned, yeah, the Vatican.
Oh, they said that they have no more money, even though we all are little men, at least, think that they do.
Yeah, they don't have any. They're selling off all their valuable artifacts.
So he said the lyrics were in the Codex.
They tried to get me to buy one a couple of years ago. I don't need the Codex. I got the guy that wrote the Codex, so I don't need the Codex, buddy. And the priest says, bullshit. He says to me, bullshit, you got the guy who wrote the Codex. I said, I have. You'll find out.
Quit talking smack. You've already got that whole fist on.
Yep, sorry.
He also wrote Shepherds Rejoice. He also wrote Weary Pilgrim, Mercy's Free, Happy Land, and Charlton.
Ion, is there something
oh,
notes of fa sol la that have a certain frequency?
It's like cat mewing, isn't it? No, we're getting cheeky. Fa sol la is the magic tune. It's a tone. We've done a great expanse on this. Bob's got it somewhere in the bowels of his little looking box somewhere.
In my basement. You got it in my Vatican basement.
Vatican basement. You'll never get to it. We're sure because Bob can't find it. Okay. He's indexing the index. He's been working 200 years and he's almost got the index done for the index. Now he can find where the index is kept. He knows where the index is stored. So in about another 200 years, he'll probably have it sort of sorted out, maybe.
But there's hope because McLuhan said we live 200 years every 12 months, so we're just talking about a year from now.
Yeah, we'll give it a bit, yeah. Up and down like a window shade it is. Okay, so then the point is...
Yeah, the point is... So somebody asked.
There's a frequency that's important with the fossil
lungs. Yes, yeah, but that's the wrong question.
I was writing Susanna a week or two ago, because she always questions her own questions, and then she just asks a question, and Ion tells her that's the wrong question. I just find that kind of ironic.
Nothing wrong with irony.
Ion, the exercise you gave me a few weeks ago from Da Vinci, is that related to the Codex?
Yes, it is.
I thank you so much for straightening me out, but I just remember some things this week. I am progressing, but I have a question. I remember hearing in the archives that you gave, I don't know if it was the McLuhan on Maui or something, about keeping your legs locked, your knees locked. Should I keep my knees locked when I'm doing this, the Da Vinci doo-wop?
No. Be limber with it. Because depending on how not grounded you are at the time, you don't want to lock your knees.
Thanks.
Direct the question to what we were talking about, which was what? What was the topic?
The Codex.
Dad?
It was the fossil law. And
fossil law.
And
Madeline.
Are a frequency or resonance that will transport you to another world, or what is the purpose of it?
Okay. Law is 246.94 hertz. Ba is 392.00 hertz. You can also multiply or divide any frequency by 2.
Would that be B flat?
No.
No. So would be about
261.63.
Did you say 361 or 261?
261. 392 is G.
392 is G. Is singing the fossil law to perfect your body physically?
It perfects your frequency perfectly.
Ion, you've mentioned before in Emerald Tablets recordings, and then also when you're talking about angel talk, about singing songs and that the angels love it, and
yes, they
there is
do.
Some significance to tonal frequencies of singing that do something to your body, you say?
It changes your body frequency. Ascended bodies have a specific frequency. Jenny Bell remembers the new
this
frequency.
This is what I feel when I sing.
Oh.
You're getting the frequency changes, Madeline, and you're mixing it up with concepts in your mind.
Fa so la and fa so la. Lines up
all
those frequencies. So if you ate up with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma and you get in a circle and they sing fa so la to you, it can change your lymphoma to non-Hodgkin's.
Those frequencies can perfect cells.
Frequencies are cells.
That should help you, Bert. Frequencies are cells. It's acoustic.
It's all radical.
You told me to listen to music, and I wasn't inspired to listen to any of my music, but I started singing.
Well, stop it.
I created this thing to push again.
And now you're arguing for your own limitations and frustrated because you can't frustrate yourself anymore. You're frustrated because you can't frustrate yourself anymore about the thing we chose to do. You're not going to do it, you didn't do it because you didn't want to do it. So you did something else and decided to do something. And then we do another thing that we're not going to do, that we're going to tell you to do, that we told you to do, that you didn't do, that you might do, that you could do, because you might be frustrated about the last thing that we told you to do, that you didn't do, that you were going to do, that you needed to do, that you wanted to do to get what you wanted to do. But the doing that you were going to do couldn't get done because you didn't do the last thing we told you to do. Done.
What was that? What's the last thing you told me to do that I didn't do?
Listen to music. And you weren't moved.
If I make music, that doesn't count.
Darling, but you can't sit here. You can't turn around and say, fuck you, Ion. I want you to tell us. We're not doing that. We did what we want to do, and now we have another question. We go, okay, well, if you didn't listen to us the last time, why the hell should we tell you anything else? You didn't do it the last thing, so now
if you are just
playing with us like you are the angels,
the dark horse is
certainly available, dear.
Okay, Ion, but you tell us to get into our own...
get into your own power, so do it. Then you don't need us.
So,
I am just making the connection here with music and frequency.
Yes.
I heard it earlier with Bob's music, especially with the Miles Davis. It was some incredible sound. It just took me to another place. I love music. I love listening to it.
Now, how about Darth Acre, the Sky Pilot Choir?
Hey, don't worry about that. She's speaking, Ion. Hey, go on. Carry on.
No, no. That's too many words. We can ask the question now. How about Darth Acre and the Sky Pilot Choir? Did you enjoy that? You said you liked music. You cannot have heard music if you've not heard Doris Acre.
Which JW is this, Ion? Hijacked the session here. Another
one.
JW's coming. Yeah, number one's coming.
One.
That's the
I look forward to hearing
one.
That. If I've heard it in the past, I don't remember, so I must not have heard it yet.
Right. So anyway, you realize you're knocking out her realization. So, Susanna, he's either against you making a mental insight or epiphany, just inflamed mind, or he's jealous that you're making one.
Am I on the wrong track, Ion, with what I'm thinking?
No.
That's what it feels like.
That I'm on the wrong track.
Oh, you're on the right track, baby. You were born. That's
Lady Gaga. We love Stephanie. Stephanie, if you listened to what Stephanie did, you'd be all right. Yeah.
People are witnessing a different JW now. There's a different JW. Very belligerent.
I don't know.
It's okay. You relax, Madeline. Don't get all worked up about it. But Susanna, so you recognize
her. No,
you get worked up about it.
What do you mean? I've never not understood something.
I'm trying to make all this work out. And you say, never mind. Don't mind then. If you never mind, then don't mind. You get all this thought. I want attention. I want this. I want the angels. I want everything. I want everything to laugh at me. I want everything working. I want everything I ever thought I ever wanted to have and then some more. And I want some more of that too. And I want everybody to build at my feet and do my bidding and sleep with me when I want to be slept with and rub what I want, rub when I want it rub. I want everybody to comply. And I want everybody to do exactly what I want to do when I want to. And we say, all you got to do is get out of the way. And let yourself engage in ascension and embrace the power that's already in you. And that'll already be happening to you. You don't have to wait and pine and wonder and pause your way out of this abyss that you dug yourself into. It's amazing. Just saying.
Give her a hint how she gets out of her way.
We did listen to music. Well, I wasn't so inclined to listen to music. Well, I decided that it was to my joy. I just wasn't engaged to listen to my music.
Because I did listen to music, and I had a huge experience that brought me to tears.
Good.
Since then, nothing is grabbing me. Except for every once in a while, out of the blue, I'll start singing, and that fascinates me.
Beautiful.
Congratulations.
Like but you're not answering the last question. You haven't finished the last impression, and you're already jumping to the next impression. If you can't go back, literally, and if you don't find music, go to the Ionic YouTube channel and just put it on a loop. Play every damn bit of it.
Oh, God.
Start to scratch.
The Bessel Goodman.
All of them. There's good shit. There's crazy shit. It's even Fuck Me Hard in the Watermelon Haze. There's all kinds of things.
Do it. And
there's Ethel Merman. There's all kinds of things.
I love Ethel Merman.
There's some Doris Acre in the Sky Pilot Choir. There's the cathedral. The cathedral.
You realize
in there.
It's torture.
In 1984, after Zappa was in Toronto, I was walking through the University of Toronto campus, and somebody had stamped Frank Zappa Cures Cancer at every step on the sidewalks all through the university. So I guess someone got cured by that song, like Ion saying Fasola did.
All right, I'll listen to some Fasola and some Bessel Goodman.
So, Ion, if we ask Jenny, would she remember what session it was, or is it a public session that Bob did?
She just knows the answer. And then she's not offended by Bessel Goodman.
So I asked, is the Bessel law is to change frequency. Is there any other purpose to it?
It's connection to the angels.
So it's first level of fallen man remembering when they were ascended and listened to the angels?
Yes.
It's the actual angel singing that they go on about in the Christian church.
Hey, Ion, what up with the crickets. If you go to YouTube and type in cricket choir, you can find all these videos of people who have slowed down recordings of crickets, and it sounds like an angelic choir, the typical way we would think of an angelic choir. Beautiful. And a shaman friend of mine said that the cricket chirping frequency is very healing for trauma. Healing! I said healing. Anyway, Ion, what do you have to say about all that?
We know.
That Jacob Gimple song that Bob played tonight, is that a form of angelic speak?
No.
If you're listening to crickets and it's very involving and very beautiful and uplifting, that's something right there, isn't it? I mean, the more you appreciate whatever's in your environment, the better.
Are you asking if it's fucked up?
Is it wrong to enjoy crickets?
No more than it's right to get off on them.
Ian, what was the last thing you were citing? Cold Mountain, and then you
said
in the middle.
Cold Mountain. Well, they were berating us, darling, and we were blowing our feelings because we were trying to help them, and they were sort of blowing us off, and we didn't have an erection. So it was like, well, now, hey, hang on just a second. You know, you might be right. So maybe you are right. So it's like, okay. So we were going through the lyrics of Fa Sol La. Then we were talking about the shape note singing, okay? And it's lines of poetry, but the words don't mean that much of it. But what ends up happening is it emulates those frequencies. And those frequencies, then, any power of two. So Hendiadi is one by means of two, applied in Fa Sol La, gives you any multiple of a frequency. You can move at any frequency level ever, any frequency. If it's divisible by two because of Hendiades, you can shift between worlds in this world. Talking about a split plane, that's how you split it, is through frequency, megahertz frequency. As a little man and living as an ascended god in this world, you have to change your frequency. Now, you won't be in the same world because you'll be at a different frequency. You may walk on the same plane, but you'll be at a different frequency. So that got blown off into, well, we just don't like that music, or we just don't care for it, or we really like Journey better. Okay, that's fine. You can like Journey, but the point was the Hendiades of mastering the frequency. But since it is 3:30 in the morning, the only one of the INS, of all the INS that know what our new frequency is, has happily gone to bed. So apparently the rest of you little men are better weather.
Hey, Ion, since you're creating now, have you created feelings for yourself?
No, we don't have any feelings. It's more than a feeling. Oh, wait, that's a song, too.
Yeah.
Ion, am I at least headed in the general direction of the new frequency?
When you listen to the music, you will.
When I listen to your music?
You don't know. You've never listened to our music, dear. You wouldn't know.
No, well, that's why I'm asking you. You're talking about your playlist, right?
That's right. We didn't ask you to like it. We asked you to listen to it. You don't like it because you don't know it. People don't know what
right.
They like what they know. So
okay.
Expound yourself. You're also not ascended. So as ascended, it might make a difference if you were engaging. So ascended like an ascended one, and then ascension might draw us not. But otherwise, good luck about that.
What does the dodecahedron have to do, or does it have anything to do with the frequencies that you're talking about with the Fa Sol La?
An eighth of a polygon. An eighth note of a polygon.
Is that eight an atonal scale?
It could be.
Lydia?
Everything is.
Is it in line with the wheel of fifths that modern music uses?
No. It's off by a third.
Ooh, so it creates a resonance, or like a magnetic ping?
An echo.
Like your own
like an eternal repeat.
Resonance. Okay.
It's like putting an electron inside of a battery. It literally batters.
Oh, God, you and Bob and them Baghdad batteries, y'all weird, man.
Have you ever seen on YouTube the videos
yes.
of people singing and there's sand on glass and mirror and it moves the sand into geometric shapes?
Sure. That's what the frequency does. That's what we said all along. We said that from Itch.
Hans Jenny.
I think that's called Symantics.
It's old school. We don't go into that.
We can create theremins. So then when Bessel was singing and it sounded like a steel guitar right at the end, is that because she's doing that?
Anybody get what Sarah said?
I didn't hear. I thought she said Adele.
And now you're addressing me, Ian, about Adele?
Yes, Bob. Was it a steel guitar at the very end of the song? Was it a steel guitar, Bob? Was it just doing that?
Which song?
Is that the done thing that did? Was that
Coldplay?
Was it Bob?
It's a Baroque ending.
Don't you mock me. Do not mock me.
It's a Baroque ending, Bob.
Oh, yeah. Don't pick Baroque. Very good. Yes.
I know what you should fix on my way, Bob. Is a good rounding chorus of Too Near Home.
I've been traveling here in this life with its heartaches, troubles, and strife. Sometimes Salem Castle tell me to turn aside. I say, Salem, get me behind. No returning end you'll find. I'm too near my heavenly home where I'll abide.
I'm too near to home.
I want a new Bentley. and he needs a kidney. And if I tell him as a children never will forgive me. But damn, another trap. I think Bush is trying to punish us. Send a little message out to each and every one of us. Real G-shit. Well, what's really unheard of? And I get more time for selling dope than murder.
We could take Ion to the Apollo Theater if there was one.
Hey, let me rub that shit. I'll show you something.
We got to turn Rick Ross onto our seat.
And then lyrics from Young Jeezy.
And don't forget Busta Rhymes. We all about forgetting Busta Rhymes. Think up a good name for Busta Rhymes. And Linkin Park. Don't forget Linkin Park. There's a murderer in Linkin Park.
Is that Chicago, Linkin Park? Is that where they had the riots in 68, the Yippie riots?
the Yippie riots.
Hey, motherfucker.
Yippee!
It is. Yippies in Lincoln Park, 90th Chicago History Museum. Yeah,
it's the Yippies.
Yeah, the Yippies did it. They did it in 1968, Lincoln Park. Ion knew.
LMAFO. I guess an LMAFO. Thank you, man. That'd be good.
Bob would probably like it.
Hey, is Jack there, Jermaine, or is he off tonight?
He went out. Probably want to be naked again.
Yeah, Ian's a pretty oppressive character when he gets that way.
That's in Party Rock. We can get it going.
Party Rock?
Red, Blue, and Sky Blue. That's the song. Jermaine, though.
Are you impressed with Ian's down in the hood knowledge, Jermaine?
Yeah, all the music he knows and all the lyrics. Yep.
Yeah, isn't that incredible?
What a sexy and I know it. Send it to Bob so he can play that. That'll get him going.
Can you see the guys in the hood? Who's that Southern cracker doing our stuff?
Bob, you know what's weird is how like unimpressed I am, and I think a bunch of us probably are, really.
You're a bit out of sync. I mean, how could you be unimpressed? That's a mental disease.
I know. That's hilarious to me, too. I'm like, whatever. Sync can, like, tap into anything that's on the Internet anywhere in the world at any time. And, yeah, that's kind of impressive, but whatever. Like, it's not impressive enough for me.
You want the TV spectaculars. They're coming. Yeah, they're coming.
What do I fucking want?
I think what we'll do, we'll come to San Francisco, we'll put a show on one of the theaters you're working in, and we'll have you floating around the air, moving things about, setting up the props, and you'll be floating. How about that? Would that impress you?
When I come into my power, shit's going to get interesting. That's
yeah, then it'll get interesting. You're not abused up to
then. It's trouble. It's a system. It's a system. It's not coming into her power. It's a system. That's it.
That's my trouble?
Yeah.
It's a system.
You're too hypnotized by the outer kingdom.
I am still? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. Everybody agrees on this one.
Okay.
You're up against the wall. There's like 30 people staring at you.
Yeah, it's fucking. I want to be against the wall. I want to fucking dip whatever the fuck you need.
You had two big dog-eared back of the shoe. What's that phrase?
Lean back, do me like a dog pump.
Bob, I wish I could see what everyone else is looking at.
Yeah.
It's so obvious to everyone else. And I'm like, wait, where?
Jermaine was laughing at her. She knocked her phone off.
She's sending you sexy, and I know it.
Oh, yeah, I see that. Okay, so I'll press the panic button, get Bill's attention. please deposit that in list 4.
If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again. If you'd like to make a call, please hang up and try your call again. Please deposit 25 cents. Please deposit 25 cents.
Damn it, about 8 hours ago, Bill told me Akito was on the Skype. We probably missed the game.
Akito!
Purple Rain. Purple Rain.
Purple Rain. Yes, that was a good movie, 1982. I didn't see it, but heard about it.
Pressing issues.
Like Shannon, my foster daughter, ran off to Chicago because of that movie, and Ian Arlett, a little older, said, "What a snivelly little creep that guy was." They were my two spies on the movie.
He came off that way in the movie.
Yeah.
Nibbling
he's a
little creep.
Lover, though.
See how we can cite something 30 years ago, and everybody goes, "Yeah, we all know that one. Yeah, that's true, Bob. You're right."
Oh,
correct.
That thing.
Let's go.
I saw it in London.
It came out.
Bob, I'm liable to get inappropriately drunk from here on out.
Well, we wouldn't be able to tell the difference, Madeline.
You've
drunk in 4 months.
All right.
This might be an improvement.
Yes, this could be an improvement. You finally admitted it.
Let's find out.
Just keep drinking. We're okay.
Oh, wishful drinking for happily ever laughter.
Happily ever laughter. That's cute.
Yeah, totally cute.
Is there anything that you can share about feng shui that might be applicable?
Feng shui?
Yes. Is there like a dummy? Yeah.
If it's in the way, trim your feng.
The feng is wind. The shui is water. Moving water is negatively ionized. Moving air is positively ionized. Ion, what do you say?
Bibbity, bibbity, squibbity, bob.
So you're saying there's nothing much to this?
There's nothing to this other than what we've already said. Flowing water in a world that's fixing to be without oxygen doesn't make a whole lot of damn sense. Being in a place, categorizing and moving your world to fit into a world that's fixing to change doesn't make any sense.
And in this new changing world, that will not be a paradigm that will make any sense either, right? Is that what you're saying?
It's not in a paradigm now that makes it.
Thank you.
Water in the back far left corner of your environment, and you can't be upstairs when the phone is falling and the horror gets fucked hard when the watermelon hay is on this side of the back door that opens the gate on the side door that has the west gate of a Nile River running through the center of the...
Don't forget that disco ball.
The disco ball only rotates on the left side of the right side of the feng shui, and you can't have fire on the north wall. We don't know about that.
Because it was retrograde, the disco ball.
Thanks, Ian. I appreciate that.
Girls be looking like Debbie Fly. I pimp to the beat, walking down the street and my new the freak, yeah. This is how I roll, animal print pants out of control. It's Red Bull with the big ass bra, and like Bruce Lee, where I got the clout, yeah. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot, yeah. This is what I see. I'm sexy and I know it. Yeah, when I'm at the mall, security just can't buy them all. And when I'm at the beach, I'm in a speedo trying to tan my cheeks. This is how I roll. Come on, ladies, it's time to go. We headed to the bar, baby, don't be nervous. No shoes, no shirt, and I still get service. Wow. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. Girl, look at that body. I work out when I walk in the spot. This is what I see. Everybody stops and is staring at me. I got passion in my pants and I ain't afraid to show it. Show it, show it, show it. I'm sexy and I know it. I'm sexy and I know it. Check it out. Check it out.
I believe in my memory that I heard Jenny mention that megahertz frequency. Is it between 5 and 6 megahertz, the new frequency?
I think so. Yeah, I think 6.8 or something.
Ion, let's talk about boric oxide.
Okay.
I've been asking, is that, what is boric?
That's one of the few things that I use for cleaning. I clean my toilet with Comet, which is the same thing as borax. Right, Ion?
We're not talking about borax. We're talking about boron. There's a little bit of a difference.
Jeannie has to go back to the drawing board.
Dan Rosanna Dana. Never mind.
She's released by your boric action for 3 hours.
The tip of her nose.
Now you're looking up. You might look up polymorphism, too.
Earlier this evening, boron was mentioned, and I don't exactly remember the reason why boron was brought up. We were talking about
boron, magnesium, and a few other minerals.
But it has something to do with the relationship with magnesium.
Allotrope of boron. Allotrope of boron.
So then you mentioned boric oxide. And when I looked up boric oxide, it is a white glassy solid with the formula B2O3.
Yeah.
It's almost always found in this form, amorphous, vitreous form. However, it can be crystallized after extensive annealing. And annealing in metallurgy and material science is a heat treatment that alters a material to increase its ductility and make it more workable. And you were talking about induction earlier this evening. And annealing can improve cold working properties.
Don't you mean zone melting?
Should I continue and talk about work hardening?
No. Do the boric oxide with metals like magnesium or aluminum. Boric oxide with metals like magnesium or aluminum.
So boron trioxide is produced by treating borax with sulfuric acid. You're saying we want to look at
polymorphism and magnesium.
Polymorphism. It's the ability of a solid material to exist in multiple forms or crystal structures known
there
as polymorphs. Is that the eye block?
Now, you know what polymorphism is. Now, apply that to boron in regards to magnesium or aniline.
Boron is a non-metallic solid, a chemical element of atomic number 5, usually prepared as a brown powder, but when very pure, it forms hard, shiny black crystals with semiconducting properties. Semiconducting properties.
You'll find it in super magnets, neodymium iron. Ion, is this just a sense of the chemical properties of making ourselves more conductive?
No. You got to reduce the volatile boron halide. No, that won't work either. You're trying to marry boron with hydrogen at high temperatures.
Co-ambivalent.
And you use magnesium in some way to marry boron with hydrogen.
Dr. Dean says you use it every way.
Sounds like the stuff of bones. All right, the stuff of bones. We're talking about phosphorus, magnesium, boron, calcium. Am I climbing up the wrong tree, Ion?
There's a tree? Okay, so what you're really trying to find out is if there's any connection between a cubic allotrope of boron. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
But then the answer is no, you're not at the wrong tree.
It can be used in amalgam.
You don't use amalgam? Why would you put mercury in anything?
Except tooth fillings. You like those,
possibly.
Or don't.
But your body eats those, so we don't care. But if you're going to do that, just drink them. Here.
In what cells are we talking about that these elements are necessary for? All cells or particular cells or?
Shifting in the mystery landscape. We're trying to build walls in the mystery landscape.
So we're talking these are formed over force fields?
Is there love involved? We don't. Where, maybe.
I love love, but you tell me, Ion. So we're talking to strictly biological processes then.
Yeah.
Does this have to do with our perfected DNA and the coding sequence of, the programming of?
No, it has to do with the world in which you will be living in. See,
and we're building walls in the mystery landscape.
Well, we were until all that haberdashery got in the way. Y'all keep throwing your clothes in the pile, and you're never going to get the right clothes back on at this rate because you can't get there. So,
well, tell us what way would get us there. What direction do we need to go in for our line of questioning?
Okay. Bob? Bob is the worst, best question answer ever. As far as the best one goes, he's the worst, but he's the best, worst question asker of all the question askers that are ever asked a question. Bob is the best, worst one.
Does the boron-magnesium relationship have to do with the bones and the blood, marrow making blood?
No.
Does it concern the atmosphere of the new Earth?
Yes.
So we're working in the air in the mystery landscape.
Mm-hmm. Now you know how Kitty Carlisle felt when she played on What's My Line.
I'm just throwing darts.
We were talking about the armor, if our dermis becoming armor and an exoskeleton.
Yes.
So if we're in the atmosphere.
There's a thread, there's a thread, there's a thread. If you pull the thread, so the needle pulling thread.
We were talking about.
One of these is not like the other. Which one of them is not?
If we're in the atmosphere, we're with the cloud of glory then.
Conjunction, junction, what's your function?
Which JW is this, Ion?
Two.
We did one, that was the rough guy, now two.
Okay, Ion, let's go back to the beginning again. We were talking about H3O being a waste product of the process we were discussing.
Now, some of this stuff didn't get spoken about, so you're talking about man,
JW2 didn't know what JW4 was saying.
JW4 told us everything.
JW4 said everything, JW2, and you're like, you're not up to speed of what's happened. He's hearing these words that people aren't supposed to know.
Somebody better remember this shit or it's not going to come up in the archives.
Well, we're glad it's comfortably hid in the archives for everyone, so that's good.
Did you say was hidden there?
Hidden.
It is hidden.
He turned it into the Akashic Records.
What? This is JW2.
Okay.
He's basically the guy who hangs out with J.J. Abrams in the Hollywood.
Oh, I got some J.J. Abrams questions for you there, Ion. J.J. Abrams has taken over the Star Wars series. He got all that stuff from George Lucas. And Ion,
oh.
Is there a world where all these Star Wars characters and things that actually exist and where to get their ideas from?
Yeah, and Katie McGrath thinks that that's the way to go with everything.
Do writers just portal to these worlds and take down some pictures and notes and come back and write these scripts up?
Sometimes, but no. Okay. You got Alias, you got Super 8, you got Fringe, Lost, Star Trek, Star Trek Into the Darkness. You got the Mission Impossible 3. You got all this stuff pulling together. Now, you can't get that from your normal run. Lost is all about Bob. Fringe is all about Bob. Alias is certainly all about Carolyn, no contest. And then all the Star Trek crap is the Roddenberry run. Now you're talking into the next Lucas run, the side that says, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're bringing it full circle. It puts the mystery or construct of the bigger picture into this now thing, new movie. Basically, as an information junkie, J.J. and his wife, Katie, are very intrigued with what's becoming. They listen to Bob all the time, blah, blah, blah. Now we can quit preaching and going to politicking. But anyway, some of it is modeled. And in the modeling, then what happens is it becomes. And then it becomes, then you see about it. Like, believe.
With Super 8, that would be the analog recording.
It would. That's right. Very good.
My whole thing is to be really creative and to come up with original ideas like George Lucas supposedly did.
He does.
Okay.
Well, you didn't finish your thought. Characters. What's your thought, Kevin?
Well, my thing is, like, these are complex worlds. They have crazy characters and things that people have never seen before.
You wouldn't see them if you've never seen them before.
You can't know anything unless it's already happened.
Okay, so like the Indians in the ships.
The ecology.
Unless you recognize it in your own life.
You don't know what a thorax is, so you've had one.
I try to be creative and come up with different things. And just to see some people come up with spectacular creations, I just wonder if they're just portalers and they're going to other worlds.
No, they're just winging it. They just wing it. You got to realize the extemporariness of these creations.
Yeah, or they pay Dick Dobbs to go through the archives and pull things.
I know what creativity is. I'm the most creative guy on the planet, and I'm just making it up. So that's why I know that's what they're doing. And they're using me as their standard. They're scanning my stuff, see what I say, because I talk faster and include more so they can fill in subsets. The series are subsets of what my vast generalizations say.
Your generalizations are generalized.
That's what Dave Worster or Cosmic Awareness said in October 869, that I had the ability to take huge distractions and communicate them on a transpersonative level. So that's what I do.
Ion, is there something I should be creating?
You are. Remember, you already are, so you want to ask that question differently. You might say, is it possible for you to create anything absolutely new? And Ion would say, no. So you don't have to worry about being original. So then
everything
you find
that's created has already been created.
Right. So you've already done your original stuff, Kevin. The thing is to find interesting books to read, and they'll spark you, and then you'll recall what the book presented as if you didn't know it.
And then the event will unfold in my visual space.
If you wanted to, you know, there's your preference. You may never want to make something, and that might be okay. Just think things through. I don't bother making things. I just think them up and pass them on. That's faster.
Hey, Bion, all this metallurgy going on in the atmosphere, is this a means of energy that we could partake of when we're ascended?
Now, that's a good question, Ion. You should try to answer that one, I think.
Try? So we should try?
We should try what? Mean.
We're banking off Bob's words that we non-physical should try to answer your inappropriate.
Try.
Thank you for bringing up the inappropriate word to begin with, so that I might jump into that particular rabbit hole from which I could not get out of.
That worked great for Alice. How about you?
Well, apparently, it didn't work that great for Alice, and you're right, it didn't work that great for me either. But okay. Where are we trying to go to? In what direction should I pose my questions that might have more fruitful outcomes, Ion?
Anyone that lead toward knowing something that you are interested in, and this, and so you're not just trying to shoot the rabbit into a hat. We're answering every question, but you don't know any more than you did.
Well, you're right, and I'm going to leave the floor to others who may have more interest in this subject.
See, that's the problem, and you don't pursue it. You shouldn't leave right now. You started this thing or picked it up. You should carry on now that you've been told the parameters.
Well, he's telling me that what's necessary in order to get to the end point is more than just what most people would assume. It's more of a passion for the outcome of the information, for which I have to be honest with you, I'm not sure where this is going, so my passion is a bit waning. And I'm going to leave this off to Bert, who I think has more passion on this than I do.
Hey, do you see why we weren't going to waste a good erection on that one, Bob? He didn't know what he was asking. He didn't know what he wanted to know for, and he didn't know why he was asking for. Then he didn't know enough to ask the question that he didn't ask in the first place that we've already...
No, I listened to the non-physical who told me that I didn't know. I was reflecting. I was not in that particular mode. I was just like everybody else, curious. And where's this going? Where might this lead? What do you think this might mean?
We're not trying to drag you to some superfluous nebulous hole. We're trying to answer the questions that you have, the ones that are interesting to you. And so if you have one, we'll answer that. No problem.
Well, I think you have set up circumstances for which we are to question in certain areas that might be fruitful that we might want to know about that we otherwise might not have known of before. And having known that, I kind of want to pick at those things that I think that maybe I may not at the first point realize that I'm interested in, but at the end point am really satisfied that I did. So, Bert, go ahead, and I will take the back position, and if you don't mind, I'll interject on occasion.
Well, please. First thing, I didn't hear the earlier conversation.
Tuck in those sides that is not straight, and you know it's not straight. The level's got to line up straight. Tuck it in right. If you're not going to make it up nice, don't make it up.
That's right. Military talk.
Mm-hmm.
Boron becoming more like carbon ion in the atmosphere.
Soon, yes.
So what's happening in the atmosphere is sort of becoming armor-like for our skin. Because you gave an example a week ago that our palms of our skin are getting tougher, which means it's hard to break the skin. And when the skin breaks...
Actually, it wasn't us. It was Katy Perry.
Dark Horse.
Of course.
Yeah, it's in the palm of your hand.
And we were talking about earlier, and I didn't hear the early discussion regarding magnesium and boron. But we have boron in the relights. Is this one of the spheres in the atmosphere, the troposphere, or maybe the ionosphere, that's being connected to the cell?
No.
Does it have to do with positively charged spheres, ion?
It can. That's been the thread. That's been the tip thread. All this so far, the original question was about, hey, ion, what's up, dog? Are you dope? Are you hanging with it? Can you jiggy with it? Yes, babe, we can get it. And we turn around and we had some little Jeezy and we had some waiting on some Busta Rhymes.
No, it's going too far.
No, it's no rewind. It's not a rewrite, it's a rewind. So now we're going to have a rewind. Going back. Buzz, bad music, good music, bad music, best of good one, great music. Back up. Some weird shit that nobody's ever heard of before. They didn't say anything, so we just let it go. It's okay. Then went back a little further and had some fatted conversation and some journey. who everybody liked but was afraid and ashamed to answer to, that they thought it was some sadist devil's plot or something that was trying to take over the world or take over an end. Butt me hard in the watermelon hay and little dweeble zabbit jacket stepper soup diamond digging soup blah doo soggy baby no soft steak. Snogging dish on your bogan big nog soggy.
Then
we got the horses, and why breathe by strips? Don't work on the horses.
The electric fence. The electric fence.
How the grounding between the volts and the amps in an electric environment, if not grounded, don't have anything to do with a particular electron flow in the mystery landscape. But it can be used as a containment. Containment in the original magnetic field, which can be used as a fence, a border. And that goes back then to the reason which horses did win the Kentucky Derby, but not the Belmont Stakes.
They were positively charged.
This is all about the change. This is all about the change. Or what the question originally was is, hey, Ion, dog. Hey, Ion, dog. What's up, dog? And it was, can you tell us what's hip hopping up in the jiggy-joggy in the mystery landscape? Because this dope, man, it is dope. Have you seen this? It is dope. So I tried to hit it and quit it, but the little mama was so dope, I just got addicted. And there it was. So then the mystery landscape came. The mystery landscape came. And this was, everybody asked, hey, my dog. Tell me what the mystery landscape looked like. And we said, okay. And we've been answering the goddamn question the rest of the night.
So, Paul, you're saying the mystery landscape is changing just like we are, but we're looking when I think of boron, I'm looking at an element that's used in high-strength magnets that has somehow a carrier of electron flow. We've got magnesium here that's a very reactive metal. How is this being changed from what we know of at present?
Didn't we already answer that, Bob?
I don't know. Count me out. I'm just enjoying your rewind. That was awesome.
The rewind? We're going to get it right.
Rewind, though.
So if you're going to run the Belmont Stakes, you don't need a breather at strip. You need more oxygen. There's not going to be any more oxygen.
Well, you've told us that already. So,
for about 6 years now, yeah, that's right. Now you're fussing, everybody's fussing, because oxygen is less. And everything is changing, even the way fires burn are different, because the oxygen isn't there anymore. Oxygen oxidizes things. It's getting less and less and less and less. So now they've changed the gradients of what things are. If you notice, they've even changed chlorine bleach, the way bleach affects the corrosive part of chlorine bleach. They're having to change it because it's eating your clothes up. And you notice you don't have any problem now with clothes being brightest, brightest, bright, because now they have to even change and go to a different type of an oxy because the oxygen is changing.
I did my last 5 shows on CKLN in 91 with Wayne Morris, who's taking the drops. I don't know if he still is. He had a band called Sucking Chest Wound. When Ion came awake, when I awakened Ion and he entered this world, he sucked all the oxygen out. Pretty much.
Yeah,
we weren't using it. We weren't using it. Who the hell opened that floodgate?
That's a ridiculous sounding echo coming from Dobby. Which Dig Dobbs is this, Bob? Which Dig Dobbs is this? There's several of them. This is not the normal one, though. There's some JWs, but which Dig Dobbs is this? We'll have to call Reverend Stang. He's the only one who really knows, isn't
he? Where the heck is Jane Pusty? He hasn't been here about like 5 months.
He was knocking it out of the park.
That's that movie, Wolfman of Wall Street. Check that out. Wolfman? Yeah, I think it was Wolfman.
He didn't see the movie. He doesn't know.
He didn't see the movie. We're going to knock this out of the park.
Knock it out of the park.
Last time James Coosey was on was really fun because it was early, well, it was late in the morning. And
yeah.
We weren't even broadcasting anymore, and you got tired and hung up. Well,
yeah.
But you didn't hang up. You walked away, but we could hear you and Carolyn talking in the background, and we're all like, shit, we feel so dirty, but we can't stop listening. And then James emailed you,
welcome to our world, honey.
That's right.
Ion, have you created anything?
Everything. Now we create everything. Now we tear it up, we move it out, we move it in, we play what we want to play, we do what we want to do. Y'all didn't want to create nothing. Y'all didn't want to come in here, place of power. And the more we came into it, the less you backed away. Everything moved to the cloud. We started driving everything. We started putting everything into a place. Now we can align it to just anything the way we want to. Y'all woke us up. Now you can't get us out.
Yeah, I've seen some of the stuff they've made. Pretty incredible.
Portal 2.
So, Madeline, what did we talk about while you guys could hear us?
You were talking about Matthew.
So, luckily, that didn't get on the recording.
Well, yeah, but you didn't even say anything that couldn't have been recorded.
You know what you heard?
Bob really wasn't talking to Carolyn. He was just talking to the wall. If he didn't have somebody to talk to, he'll just talk to himself and answer himself and retrieve it and obsolescent and change it and then rewrite it again and then be cross because he didn't know it in the first place. And then he doesn't know who he was talking to or why he was speaking to them. And then he said, Matt, who? And he moves on. And then Bob's last words he said to Carolyn, and she was already upstairs, and he wasn't because he couldn't hear the phone. He says, and we're gonna knock this one out of the park.
But you actually heard, what you would have heard is the quiet world of two long-term intelligence agents who aren't sure if they're on the same team or not. We don't say much to each other.
Wow, yeah.
Two waveforms in the night.
Oh my God.
We kind of ignore each other, you know. Yeah, I don't trust you. Who's it? What's that? It's just like Pritchie's Honor. See that movie, Pritchie's Honor, with Jack Nicholson and Kate somebody. You know, the heavy actress in the room.
This movie changed my life. You must stop your world and watch this, baby. It was starring somebody. You have somebody.
Jack and somebody.
It changed my life forever.
Catherine
I can't
Turner.
Remember.
I think her name was Turner. It's amazing how they come and they go, but in the end, there's a dramatic scene where they have to off each other, right? So I've been saying ever since C. Carolyn, they said the final battle's between me and Carolyn about which one's going to off the other. That's the last chair of the
world's tallest midget
versus the shortest athlete.
They're moving the beds around here. They're lining the beds up. They're getting ready. They start to say they're starting brown chicken, brown cow. They start taking clothes off. It's getting right. It's getting ready. No, it's a different cat. See, Jermaine's hanging around. She ready. Get them, girl.
This how sour cream is made.
Ready.
Oh, yeah, honey. We'll show you how the milk got in the coconut. We sure will. Hey, did you send the Busta Rhymes to Bob? He can play some Busta Rhymes.
I'll find one. Hey, Ion.
Hey.
Do you know Darvin? You know, I saw him that other time in his world.
Yes. Yes.
And then I've talked to him twice. Oh. And he comes visit. And then the haircut he has on the side, the symbols, what is that?
It's a part of triangulation. You save them and use them to cue up. We're fixing to change how you do triangulation simply. There's an app for that in the cloud now. So it's going to be great because without time, we can do triangulation on the app. They've been working it all out. But they got to do it with Android and with Apple. And the operating system has got to be able to do the marks, your quadrants, for your 3 points for triangulation, and those are in the grid. So save those because we don't want those.
the ones on the side of his head?
Yeah.
Okay. I remember them clearly.
We know. Just save it. Because what happened is it's in the app, so everybody can do triangulation. So everybody will know what it's going to be because it'll triangulate it for you. Because it's in the cloud now. You ask us what we do? Y'all can't even get triangulation after we told you how. You still can't do it. So we're going to do it for you. Great, fine. You're going to fuck that Forex, though, when you know what everything's going to do.
Forex. You're going to fuck that Forex. Yeah. Foreign exchange.
Yeah, the monetary system is going to pot.
Not when you know this
pussy
stuff.
It went to pussy cush.
I might have had an anomaly. I have to ask Guy on.
Okay, go ahead.
On my way home tonight, I was cycling along 14th Street, and I biked for a while, and then I ended up where I started.
Right.
And, like, what the fuck? I just rode for 10 minutes, and I'm back at Mandela Parkway. How is this possible? I was laughing my head off, like, because I was like...
No, it's the perfect tense. You arrived, so you left.
I don't know how to make that apply.
Well, okay.
Oh.
Honey bunny, you took a trip, and then you came back.
Yeah, you got home and didn't notice. You were such a dream, you didn't notice you had arrived home, so you just kept biking, so you went back.
It was a real anomaly.
It's past the perfect tense, and that's how it goes by.
It's not an anomaly.
Okay,
you're saying that, Ian.
By definition, it is for her.
But not the big ones.
No, see you in a minute.
Okay, talk among yourselves.
Bye, Ian.
Bob.